But we got to be careful. And I think the readings today really help us see the core, at least a core sin that's causing this disunity. And St. James mentioned it, partiality. He, of course, is explaining the issue at the time. They were favoring the rich people who wanted to be Christian over the poor, showing that partiality, judging them on their human standards rather than God's. And God says, all are welcome, whether you're rich or poor, come in. Something very similar happens often with COVID, our fears and frustrations and anger. You know, we judge others based on what we think is right. Here's how it happens. There's a lot of gray area with how people are supposed to react to COVID. A lot of gray area. We don't have studies that are as conclusive as we would like. We don't have guidelines that are as black and white as we really would like. There's a lot of gray area. We don't know quite exactly the best way to manage this situation. And so the fact is, good Christians with well-informed consciences and hearts that are full of charity can make different decisions, come to different conclusions about how to act in the time of COVID. And that's okay. There's a huge amount of gray area here. We have to keep that in mind, that if someone else has chosen not to react quite the same way that we have, that doesn't mean we can shun them or restrict access, their access to the sacraments. We can't show that partiality when we judge others, not based on what God has made clear, but what we think